We've got the 8th annual event coming up, the For the Love of It Cabaret Show. Aaron Largent is here. Beth Creighton is here. How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're
very
good.
Very well. Good to see you.
You can talk about fun stuff, not just vote for me for school board. First time you've been
so
with
nice
me.
So nice to be
this,
here.
It's the first time she's not in here just pandering.
That's
jeez,
right.
Come on.
You know what? I think children are our future. You just quoted Whitney Houston the whole time.
That's right.
Congratulations. We haven't necessarily talked since then.
Well, thank you very much.
Is it everything you thought it'd be?
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. These school board meetings are real blockbuster good times, aren't they?
Hey, listen, we are flying under the radar and getting stuff done. I figure if we're not on the front page of the paper, for right now, it's a good
no
thing.
News is good news.
That's right.
Keep going. I think we got a really good group there now,
yes,
so that's
we
awesome.
Do.
Aaron, this is the 8th annual.
Yeah.
Is this a group? Help me figure this out. Are you a group of people that puts on shows? Or
yeah, so we started this, obviously, 8 years ago, and it's really Beth and myself's kind of idea.
So it started with you guys.
Yeah, started with us, and we kind of wanted to figure out a way to help raise some money for some under-researched and little-known cancer foundations that are underfunded as well, that have both touched our lives. And so we figured, what's the best way to do that? We both thought getting up and singing would be a good way to do it, and then so we decided to call all of our talented friends that we knew around the area and drag them up on stage with us.
So in 7 years, you've raised over $40,000.
Yep, that's right.
And Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, as well as Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Correct.
You're doing two shows then?
Yes. So we'll do Friday, February 2nd, and Saturday,
February
3rd. Yeah.
Cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6, the shows at 7. And then even an after party. Have you always done two nights?
We have. Well, our first year we did a Saturday night and a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And
that would be a little tougher.
It was a little tougher. So the Decatur Club has been great. They've
That's
been
awesome.
Our host for all 8 years. And the program itself is very interactive. And so even to the after party, I bring a bunch of music books. And if our audience members decide they want to sing, I'm happy to play for them. And we have a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me the difference between I don't technically know a cabaret show. What's the difference between a cabaret show and theater?
Well, a cabaret doesn't have a storyline that you have to follow.
It's just music.
It's just a mix of songs.
Okay.
And that's sort of where the idea came from. We didn't want to do a show. I mean, you go see a 3-hour musical and there's always those songs. You're like, okay, we could fast forward through this.
Okay, yeah.
So we thought if we did a cabaret, we would be able to choose those songs that we really like. What makes ours a little bit different is that during dinner, you look at a menu and we list the songs by number. We don't necessarily put the title. We might put a little phrase to pique your interest. And at the end of every song, we say, for the love of, and then you shout out a number to us, 1 through 24, whichever one looks the most exciting to you.
So every show's the same, but it's not.
Correct.
Exactly.
So it's formatted the same, but even Friday, Saturday isn't necessarily.
And I have a certain number of songs I know I'm singing, whether it's a solo or a group number or a duet. And so
you may or may not sing that at all.
We're going to go through all 24 songs through that night, but I may sing my songs in the first half and I may enjoy you at the bar for the rest of the evening, you know, something like that.
That's always Aaron's goal.
So each night's a 24 song night.
Yeah, we're going to do the same list of songs, the same number of songs, just in a completely different order because the audience tells us
popular songs, radio play songs, theater
mix
songs,
of everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about what we have in our program this year. We don't really like to say titles.
You want to give it all away.
But we do musical theater. We do some pop tunes.
A lot of YouTube stuff that we find that other artists have been able to put
doctored
out there.
Doctored versions, yeah.
We do a Mad Lib with the audience during dinner. We come out and collect some nouns and adjectives and verbs,
Then
we destroy a well-loved song. We've destroyed several in years past, and we'll do another one this year.
Tell me about, a changed title to a song from the past.
Oh, well, we used Can't Help Falling in Love last year.
Elvis or UB40?
He's a big UB40 fan. Just tell him the UB40.
Well, okay. I mean, they did it, but I was thinking more Elvis.
Just kidding. Just
nobody's
kidding.
Thinking UB40 except Nick.
Red, red wine. I would go with you on the UB40 thing. We try and encourage our audience to keep it PG-13. I am trying to sometimes
Saturday,
we've skirted
full on R plus.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've skirted some
depends on how long they've been visiting the cash bar, but it's always a great moment
right.
during the show.
It is not a place for me. Mad Lib Theater is not a place for PG-13 Mad Lib Theater. That sounds pretty cool. Did the title of the song change in the Mad Lib last year?
We don't change the title.
Okay.
Just the lyrics.
Just lyrics of the song.
Yes.
So that sounds fun and entertaining for sure. How many tickets are available?
Yeah, so we checked in. We can probably go when we go elbow to elbow. We do seat tables of 10.
Okay.
And so we shoot. The last couple of years we've sold out. So we will go up until about 175 people on the floor both
okay.
nights. So I called Jeff there yesterday, and we were at 100 on Friday and 125 on Saturday. So
sold.
So they will sold for okay. each night. So we got about 50 one night, 75 the other.
That is really good for this procrastinating
yeah.
town.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
is
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
We will sell out. It's just yeah. a matter of how close to Friday night
sure.
that happens.
Yep.
Tickets are $35, whether you buy them ahead of time or not.
Yeah, so you can call the Decatur Club 429-4200. That's the one thing besides the concept of the show that Beth and I have not changed in the 8 years is the price of the ticket.
Oh, cool.
We know you've got to go get a babysitter. People do. We know there's a cash bar. But for dinner and a show, $20 covers the place, the Decatur Club, the food, all that dessert, and
yeah.
then 15 bucks. And all that goes wow. straight to the charities.
That's fantastic. And here's what you're eating: spinach salad with dried cranberries and toasted pecans, or is it pecans? I never remember. Roasted chicken with hot bacon sauce. There's a thing called hot bacon sauce.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Found out about it this year.
Yeah.
And that's all I've had to tell people. So,
fruited. Skinny as you are, look like you've had nothing to do with bacon.
Yeah.
Fruited wild rice, green beans with bacon and onions, rolls and butter, New York cheesecake, water, tea and coffee, and then there's a cash bar. So
absolutely.
That's so for $70 for a couple,
right?
You get that meal. First of all, you've already maxed out on the value, and here comes the show, and you know 30 of your $70 is going to charity,
yeah,
which is awesome. And obviously, do you have anything else charity wise? Do you do auctions or anything, or it's just
no,
nope.
just the show?
We do the ask right. at yeah. intermission.
Okay.
We ask people to if they want to give a little bit more. We hope that by keeping the ticket price reasonable, people are able to dig in their pockets and give us a little
yeah.
little bit extra.
We have a light table is what we call it, because it's one of our songs that we do repeat every year, our ending number.
Okay.
And so we have the kind of the candle vigil celebration.
Okay.
You know, donate light, remembrance and celebration of somebody. You know, it's a family that we've come to know in this kind of the past 8 years.
Had you seen a show like this somewhere else, or did you just kind of perfect this over time?
The concept of using the numbers, we sort of tweaked from a comedy troupe that's in Chicago.
Okay.
But as far as I know, no one else around here does anything like this.
You've just kind of created the night.
Yeah.
You don't have 8 years of sellouts.
No.
Well, 7 years of sellouts and almost your eighth year of sellouts without clearly being proven that you're doing it right. So
we feel very lucky to still be here. You know, when you start something new, you never know how it's going
to
be.
You're doing the radio car wash. I feel like you don't even need to.
Yeah.
You don't even really need us.
Well, if nothing else, it gives us a chance to talk about the two charities that we raise money
for. Are they local?
They are. They're national cancer research
okay.
charities. And, you know, I lost my mom 10 years ago to pancreatic cancer. She was
okay.
53 years old. And Aaron, you want to talk about your dad?
My dad, this May, I think Mother's Day weekend, came home 10 years ago, who's in remission after a bone marrow transplant due to a rare form of lymphoma. So as Beth has pointed out with some of the stats that we those foundations have been nice enough to send us just crazy amounts of information, highly under-researched, highly underfunded.
Sure.
And, you know, some of the worst, and so it definitely helps to give back a little bit.
I'm not going to pretend to know all of your cast, but I know
right.
a lot
yeah.
of members of your cast, starting with Kayla Hittmeyer, who
right.
sang for
Rock of Ages,
Rock of Ages
yep.
forever, Shelley Tulo, who's the lead singer of
Tennessee Borderline.
Tennessee, now, yep.
yeah. And then is Keith your husband?
Yes.
So I didn't realize that, but he's a teacher, so
yep.
you guys must do a lot of singing.
Well,
a car rider, you guys must be easy.
We do some mean karaoke in the car.
Ted Hesse, the director of the Greater Decatur Chorale. And then the rest of these are just people who have done singing in their life. Where did it start for you guys?
They all have some sort of Decatur connection.
Okay.
They're either District 61 grads or Milliken grads, or they were in the Park Singer program, or they
okay.
were in the Eisenhower Show Choir.
Yep.
I'm sort of the thread that connects all of us.
Okay.
But I would say that Aaron would now say that he's just as good of friends with these people as I am.
Aaron, where'd you go to school?
Eisenhower.
Okay, so you're in Elite Energy.
Yes.
So you've been
Park Singer. Went to Milliken University for school, you know, so I have the connections, but Beth kind of, when we pull and have extended our family, she has all of those kind of
That's
threads,
awesome.
As she said. And this is the 1 year she jokes she gets out from behind the piano, because she's not only an amazing piano player, but she'll actually has a beautiful voice.
That's
and
cool.
will actually get out there and sing for one weekend.
And Michael Holder, he lives in Nashville now?
He does,
yes.
He's a lawyer down there.
And John Music from Morris, Illinois, and Chelsea Waller from New York.
Yep.
And Shelley lives in Springfield, actually. Leslie Lewis from Champaign. And then Amy Jedliska. I'm trying to figure out who I didn't say. I think I said everybody else. I mean,
yeah.
So those are the names of the cast. Nick?
Hey, real quick, I was going to ask, as we're running out of time here, seating. So when you get your tickets, are you given assigned seats?
So you call in and just give us the quantity. If you're getting a table, you know, it'll be 8-10 people. But if you know other people are going, let the Decatur Club know, you know, who you're, because Beth and I will do the seating chart on the day before. So if you want to sit together, they'll make notes. We kind of know people who are calling in, and we do all that for you.
Yeah, real easy. Just give the Decatur Club a call, 429-4200, and that's how you reserve your tickets. If you want to get your own table, you can do that as well, but $35 each. Anything else?
I don't think so. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Next Friday and Saturday, cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6. The show starts at 7. They party till about 11:30 afterwards as well. Either night, you've got ballpark of, what'd you say, about
75 on Friday, probably 50 on Saturday.
Yeah, 125 tickets left, so it's your last chance.
Can we give away a couple while we're here?
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back.
Yeah.
Awesome.